Okay, just, yeah. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's getting ready for his trip to Iceland. So he...
Where's Iceland?
Did I tell you this?
Hey?
Did I tell you he was going to Iceland?
No.
Oh, in like 2 weeks, he's going for a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it above Canada?
I don't know. It's in Europe.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Iceland. Yeah,
Iceland,
sure.
Yeah. But anyway, he needed to buy a new lens and a new tripod for his camera, so he was asking me.
So, is it like a just traveling or he's doing it for
a job? Yeah, it's just a week's holiday. Because he was going to come here over Easter. I think I told you that.
Yeah, you did.
But then it costs like over $2,000 just to get here. So he couldn't afford it. And he got a flight for less than $1,000 to Iceland, so he's going there. So I was kind of like, oh, I wanted to meet him somewhere.
It will take you like 13 plus hours to get to Iceland.
Not from America.
I mean from Australia, if you want to go there and meet him.
Oh yeah, but no, I can't go there and meet him. Yeah. It would be too expensive to get there.
So are you planning on meeting him somewhere else?
Well, I wanted to in that week, but then he booked the flight to Iceland before I suggested anything. Because I wasn't sure, so just have to wait until July.
Well, but July, then means you will have a big holiday.
Yeah, well, that's hopefully when we fly through to South America or something. Because a week's not very long.
Well, but for the winter break, you get 2 months-ish.
Well, hopefully I'm done. Graduating.
Oh, right, yeah. Right, of course.
Yeah.
I was thinking about myself.
Yeah. So, yeah, because he only gets a week in April and then a week in July.
Holidays,
so he doesn't get many holidays. It's difficult.
But the thing is, if he works in a uni, that he should like have more holidays. Like the students.
I think he teaches summer school, so that's why in July he only gets a week. Yeah, so he's excited about that.
So you are not gonna meet him during Easter this time.
Have to wait.
That's a shame.
I know. I was. I mean, because I thought about saying, like, we could meet in Fiji or something.
Yeah.
But then, like, I've never met him in person. I'm like, is it a smart idea to go to another country?
Actually, it sort of is.
And meet a, like, person you've never met in person?
Sort of is.
You think? But what if you don't get along or you don't like them?
Well, you just go and sightseeing and then you don't have to concentrate on that anymore.
Yeah.
And if things really get ugly, like, when you come back, it's all behind you.
Yeah.
Because if, like, for me, I think, like, I'm really attached to location, to person.
Yeah.
So, like, if I have some good times with certain people, or really bad times with certain people.
Yeah.
Whenever I went past that place, they would come up to me again.
Yeah.
So, it would be sort of, if it feels like you were both traveling, and which is easier for anything to broom.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Well, yeah, I don't think it would turn ugly, because we get along pretty well with the phone and everything.
And if it gets good, that would be really good, because it would become a special trip.
But then he booked his flight before I thought, well, if he wanted to do that, he can suggest it, but then he booked a flight to Iceland.
Probably it was a really good deal, so
it's like his dream place to go, so.
But they'll be really excited.
Yeah.
And you can still get in touch with him on Skype.
Yeah, he can still call me.
So you're not gonna see him until
June or July?
Well, actually, when you think of it, it's only 4 more months.
It's not very long,
But I understand why you like feelings.
Yeah, because I'd like to meet him in person and then see how it goes. So I know, like, the next step. Because I don't know what I'm doing when I graduate. I mean, spending a week with someone, it's not that much, anyway.
No.
And maybe it's easier because if we met and spent a week together and it went really well and then we had to say goodbye again, it might be harder to not see each other for 3 more months.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Because at this stage, you never know what will happen.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just... whatever happens.
But the thing is that you will never be certain at this kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
But yeah, I heard from Nate. He emailed me again and he's like, hi, I haven't been. I didn't reply. And then he wrote again, are you still mad at me? I didn't reply. Why didn't he give up?
Did he like check off?